So, Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you for this Dharma evening. The major part of our evening will be a journey to the sacred land of Vrindavan. We will visit the palace of the Queen of Braj, that is Srimati Radharani's place in Vasana. Gaurahari and myself, and also Madhva Muni and Kishori, who lived downstairs, were so fortunate to stay 3 years ago in Man Mandir. That's on one of the four hilltops of Vasana. Vasana is an area composed of four hills. Four hills, why? Because Lord Brahma, the creator, asked Krishna if he had some service for him to do for Srimati Radhika. And Krishna said, well, Shiva has come in Vrindavan in order to serve me by becoming the hill Nandishvara. In the same way, you should come to Vrindavan permanently and serve Srimati Radharani by becoming the hill called Vasana. So, but because you have four heads, you must become four big hills, four mountains. So on one of these mountain tops is a temple called Man Mandir, and during the month of Kartik we did stay there and performed our yearly Kartik Vrata of chanting. So when Brahma heard that order, he incarnated himself into these four mountains, yes, and on one is this Man Mandir where we chanted for the month of Kartik. And during this time, we developed the idea to present to all of you what you will see, that is a parikrama around Vasana. But before I invite you to take this parikrama with us, I would really like to tune you all in a little bit by telling you a few of Prabhupada's answers to the questions which most probably you all have in your mind. Today we did wonderful work in our workshops. We saw wonderful slides. We meditated about Vrindavan Dham. And we had a wonderful japa session. And it was really magically, it was really wonderful for us to see how some of the Dham Shakti came to us when we did the simple effort to reside in our mind in Vrindavan. If you can't reside there physically, then stay there in your mind, says Srila Prabhupada. And I just need to say a few things why the Dham is so special. Once Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture where he said that really everyone in Vrindavan will go back home, back to Godhead. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, what about the trees, Srila Prabhupada? Are they also going back to Godhead? Srila Prabhupada gave one of his famous one-sentence answers. He said, they are already back to Godhead. Indicating that when we speak of Vrindavan Dham, we don't speak of a world which is in this world. We speak of a place which is identical with the spiritual world. Yes, Vrindavan may appear to be in this world But really, it is like a lotus flower in the pond, which may appear to be drowning in the water and being part of that water where everything smells murky and there are snakes and frogs. But in effect, the lotus flower grows out of the water and smells so beautifully that we have to say it belongs to a different category. It's not part of the mud. It has grown out of the mud. So Vrindavan in this world is already back to Godhead. Of course, this was difficult for the devotees to understand, and another devotee asked Prabhupada, but how is it I see people who smoke bidis, these are the Indian cigarettes, and do sinful activities? Prabhupada said, no one in Vrindavan can be sinful, but if anybody acts sinfully, then they have to take one more birth, and after that, then they go back to Godhead. So, you can see, yes, you can be in the kingdom of God and do the wrong things. The kingdom of God will work upon you still, and you will be purified, and then in your next birth, you will go. Vrindavan Dham, in other words, always purifies the pilgrims. And it can do so because Vrindavan Dham can never actually be totally covered. It never becomes impotent in its potency to work on our consciousness. Prabhupada expressed it like this. Vrindavan is always helping us. Even though anyone who comes to Vrindavan is helped immediately, even though he is criminal number one. So even the criminal number one gets the mercy. But if he then remains in criminal mentality, then he has to accept one more birth to suffer, and only after that he will be all right and again be elevated. Now, when someone visits Vrindavan Dham, we have learned today he should do that in a mood where he gets rid of his false ego of being someone important in this world, but he should give up this false ego and adopt the mood of I was thinking of humility. Trinadapi sunichena. So Prabhupada wrote about this. Akrura's journey to Vrindavan is exemplary. One who intends to visit Vrindavan should follow the ideal footsteps of Akrura and always think of the pastimes and activities of the Lord. Sometimes devotees ask, we want to go to Vrindavan, how can we best prepare ourselves? Well, the best preparation is to start thinking about Krishna's leelas, that means pastimes, and in this way. Then, let us learn further on from Akura. Then, as soon as one reaches the boundary of Vrindavan, he should immediately smear the dust of Vrindavan over his body without thinking of his material position and prestige. When Akrura came to Vrindavan, the Bhagavatam tells us he was in a golden chariot. But upon reaching the boundary, he threw himself on the ground and just became totally mad and covered himself with the dust of Vrindavan. And there, the Shukadev Goswami says, it's the perfection of the human form of life to throw ourselves on the ground before Krishna. And in this way, everyone should follow Akrura. My dear devotees, there is a great, 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 great secret. Vrindavan, to go and enter into the Vrindavan atmosphere, you need to buy a ticket. That ticket is that you just pay your obeisances, smear the dust of Vrindavan over your body, and forget who you are in this world. Forget the positions dictated by false ego. Now, my last quotation is something which, in my mind, captures the spirit of Vrindavan very, very much. See, when we go to Vrindavan, we go there to increase our attraction to Krishna. Our only problem in this world is that we are not yet so Krishna conscious as we wish. And why are we not Krishna conscious? Because we are not yet so attracted to Krishna. Instead, we are attracted to many other things which then begin to occupy and obsess or haunt our thoughts, and in this way leave no space for Krishna to think of Krishna. But actually, I like this very much, this quotation which we will now hear. It is so absolutely natural to be attracted to Krishna. In the Gopinath Ashtakam, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Krishna, you attract everyone by your activities, by your qualities, like you are so kind to everyone, and especially by your smile. Krishna's smile, so attractive. And Prabhupada writes, for iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted toward Krishna is natural. And therefore, the Lord's real name is Krishna, meaning he who attracts everyone and everything. You know, when you put an iron near, sorry, a magnet near small items of iron, they are immediately pulled towards that magnet and stick to the magnet and do not separate from the magnet any longer. So when you allow yourself to be attracted to Krishna, you will feel how you're pulled there, how you stick to Krishna, and how you don't separate from Krishna. Prabhupada continues, the typical examples of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi are attracted. The friends like Sridham, Sudham and the other cowherd boys are attracted. The gopis like Srimati Radharani and her associates are attracted. And even the birds, the beasts, the cows and calves are attracted. It is described when Lord Krishna leaves the forest in the afternoon to go back to the village of Vrindavan. At that time, the devotees in Vrindavan village who have been waiting for Krishna are becoming very excited and go to the town gate to receive Krishna at the entrance. Everyone is so joyful except for the birds, the deers, and all the other inhabitants of the forest of Vrindavan. They follow Krishna as much as they can, but then when they see how Krishna is actually leaving the forest to go back to the village, the birds take their wings and just beat their bodies in absolute pain. No, don't do this, no. Don't leave us. Krishna is so attractive. Even the birds. Prabhupada continues, even the flowers and the fruits in the garden are attracted to Krishna in Vrindavan. Even flowers. It is described how the flowers are just wanting, when will Krishna come and pluck us and put us in his ear? Or not in his ear, over his ear. They're waiting for that. They're so attracted to Krishna. The land is attracted to Krishna. Prabhupada continues. The land is attracted to Krishna. See, the land should cry in agony because there are millions of cows with their sharp hooves who just walk over the surface of the land. But the land knows, Mother Earth knows, Krishna's lotus feet will come. He will put his lotus feet on my wounded chest. And by the influence of his soft lotus feet, all my wounds left by the millions of cows will be healed instantly. The sky is attracted to Krishna. We hear of clouds which come into Vrindavan. These are foreigners because they come from the ocean. They don't come from the necessarily from the lakes of Vrindavan. They come from the ocean. They're brought there by the wind. But when the wind tries to take the flowers, the clouds, out of Vrindavan, they stay there. They don't want to go. Like we foreigners, sometimes we go to Delhi and take our airplanes and move away. The clouds are not like that. Maybe they have no preaching service, you know. The trees are attracted to Krishna. There's one tree talking. It's in Nectar of Devotion. One tree is crying, and someone asks the tree, why are you crying? The tree says, Krishna has not yet passed under me and has not relieved himself from the heat of the sun in my shadow. That's why I'm crying. Krishna has not yet come. I will not interrupt the flow of this text. The animals and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. Now, in this world, we have an unnatural situation where no one practically is attracted by Krishna, only a few devotees who try, but everyone is really attracted by Maya. Prabhupada says, as soon as one is purified of material contamination, he is again attracted by Krishna. This is his words. In the material world, everyone is contaminated by the dirt of sense gratification and is acting according to different designations, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as a beast, sometimes a demigod or a tree, and so on. One must be cleansed of all these designations. Then one will be naturally attracted to Krishna. My dear devotees, you have been in this workshop and you have experienced to some extent the magic of the land of Vrindavan by simply thinking of Vrindavan. Now, if you want to again experience this, it's good to cleanse the consciousness through Nam. Therefore, we have heard Dham means Nam, because only when you take shelter under the Nam, the holy name which cleanses the mirror of the consciousness from the dust, then only can you see the spiritual qualities of the Dham and become attracted. I want to now no longer talk much, but sing much with you. The presentation which you are now about to see, is taken by our photographer Madhva Muni mostly. There are other photographers who helped him, but he did the main work on this. He wanted to produce a slideshow for the devotees in the West, which would capture exactly what you see when you go and wander around in Vrindavan. So we will start our little parikrama, it's called, our pilgrimage, or better even, our circumambulation. You know, just like the wrist, the index thing on the wristwatch circumambulates around the center. In parikram, you circumambulate or walk around the center, which is in this case Radharani, because we will go to Radharani's place, Vasana. So we will do this parikram, and I will give you a few tips, because the idea of this parikram is that you do it in your mind now, exactly as if you are there. You can be there by the help of the pictures and the chanting of the holy name, and then circumambulate as if you would go there with your feet, with your bare feet ideally, and see this. So I will give you now some tips how to make the best out of this evening. When you chant, please be there and cry out in great eagerness. It is another tip when you reside in the Holy Dharma is, and or when you see the slideshow, you should pay obeisances to all moving and non-moving entities, even the mafia of Vrindavan, which are the monkeys. At times, pray to Guru, Gauranga and Sri Radha and Krishna that you are released from the offensive mentality which forces you to see the Dharma materially. And then when you see a place which is safe, then throw yourself mentally in the dust and roll in the dust like Akrura did. maybe you are not used to meditating, but these are some good practices. All right. So I will now change places. Yeah. Can someone help me, please, to move this useless body? We still have a lot of light in the room. I think we can put the light out because Prabhupada will also look at the slides. Good. Let me see. Are there those who intend to play karatas? There are. If you intend to play karatas, please come there around Nitai Gunamani, who is our band leader, with the madanga, and he will show us the right speed. Don't go faster or slower. Please wait. And all of you Now, please let us chant wholeheartedly. The idea is we go on pilgrimage. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. The two are non-different. Radha and Krishna are eternally one, but they separated themselves. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava. The stairs to Srimati Radharani's palace, the Sriji Mandir, where we will observe the Mangal Arati. We will stay a little bit in the temple, and then we will move down these very stairs to walk all around the parikrama of Vrindavan. On the way, we see this person.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
He has bathing water. Please, for Radharani, please sing.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Gopinatha Madana
Thank you.
Radha Kunda. Giri Govardhan, Radha Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan.
Jai Shri Radhe,
Shyama Kunda. Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan,
Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri
Govinda Gopi Kalindi Damuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan
Kalindi Damuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan.
Our parikrama has started. It's early in the morning. The people clean their houses, sweep the stones, and prepare for another day in Vasana. Some sadhus are walking with us around Vasana, and they also sing like us, because to stay in the Dham means you chant the Naam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
5 rupees only. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama. Remember, in the lecture and the workshop especially, we spoke about the revealers of the Holy Dhamma. These strong personalities who can lift the veil which covers our eyes. And these personalities reside in particular stations in Vrindavan, particular landscapes, temples. One was the dust of Vrindavan, to which we pay our obeisances. The other was Gopishvara Mahadev. Then Vrindadevi. All these, you can say, are something like threshold guardians. Schwellenwächter in Deutsch. You need their permission to go further. In our parigram around Vrindavan, we have come to one of these places. It's called, please help me, Shankari. Here is where Krishna himself stopped the gopis when they were coming with laden with milk articles. And he said, in order to pass here, you have to pay a tax. The gopis said, who are you to ask us for a tax? And Krishna answered, I am the son of the king of Vrindavan. I am the prince of Vrindavan. And the gopis laughed. Just because Nanda Maharaj has a few more cows, you think you are entitled to ask for a tax? Give another proof. I was lifting the Govardhan hill to protect all of you people, said Krishna. Again the gopis laughed and said, Yeah, you were so strong because you always steal our milk and butter and eat it. They are good with Krishna at this place. Here you see Srimati Radharani carrying the pot and Krishna stopping the beautiful gopis. Finally, when Krishna had no other argument, he took his stick and said, I'm taking this butter by force, and broke the pot. Then he took his stick and made a line and said, you can't cross this line unless and until you properly pay the tax. The gopis were very, very upset. Srimati Radharani was so upset that with her other gopis, she left, went to one of the tops of the mountains and went into Man, a sulkiness, an angry rejection of a lover of his beloved. So she said, and nothing could be done. All the animals in Vrindavan, including the peacocks, who studied the scene because they were there, became very, very sad.
Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe.
Up to this day, the loving quarrel between Radha and Krishna is insinuated here. Krishna is in that left pavilion and quarrels with Radha, who's down there. Please sing now.
Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna.
Radha and Krishna need to be together, and you need the mercy of them, especially the mercy of Radharani. Only then you can dive into the nectar of Krishna consciousness.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna.
See this monkey? He will jump at the sadhu who fed him to plunder his bag. He's like a disciple who wants to plunder everything from his guru without being qualified. Please chant now.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
It was here in Man Mandir where Radharani disappeared in a cave and said, I will never ever have anything to do with this Krishna. He has attacked us, he has stolen our butter. And she gave away all her black saris. She gave away all her black bangles and she asked her sakis to whitewash the black tamal trees which reminded her of Krishna. Yes, when there was dark rain, colored clouds, she hid under a white umbrella to not see the clouds and be remembered of Krishna. Krishna had come up all these staircases to appease Radharani. But Lalita and the other sakis turned him back and said, she will never see you again. She is now full of man, loving rejection. So Krishna went all the way from left, where the Man Mandir is, it's outside the picture. He went down that valley and went to Mokotir, upright. And there he got an idea. Krishna transformed into a beautiful peacock and started to dance jubilantly. Lalita, who watched from the other hill, said to Radharani, see, there is this peacock. He dances very, very beautifully. Radharani looked at the peacock and saw the blueness of his neck and immediately felt conflicting emotions. Great attraction, but how could she break her loving sulkiness? So the peacock started to dance so beautifully. And Radha decided, let me go and watch him. She went down the valley and up the other hill. And as the peacock danced, oh, Divya Singha, this is the most simple task in the universe. The peacock turned into Krishna. And he danced and danced and danced in the peacock outfit. Radharani just laughed and joined him. This dance is portrayed by many artists, but do you know the original artist who painted the peacock pastime of Radha and Krishna? The original artist was a blind man. Yes, he couldn't see. He was a great devotee who sat in Varshana praying to Radha, when will you open my spiritual eyes and allow me to see your pastimes, your cherished pastimes with your beloved? One day Radha appeared to him and said, I will only show you this pastime when you paint it. The man said, I'm blind, I can't paint. Radharani said, take your hands and dig in the ground and you will find minerals and a painting brush and a canvas, and I will give you the eyes to paint. Then this artist did as he was told. He found the canvas, the brush and the colors, and he painted a most exquisite picture of Radha and Krishna. And when it was done, his eyes could see. But by that time, he prayed to Radharani, I don't want to have eyes who see the things of the world. I want only eyes to see the two of you. This happened here, where now this temple is there.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
you have completed your parikrama. This is the back of the Sriji Mandir, that temple of Radharani, from where the parikram started. We've gone one time around the sacred area. We have passed through the village, then gone through the foothills of the small hills, gone through Sankit, past Krishna Kund, Man Mandir, and so many holy places, and have now returned to the temple, and there's a garland. A garland which you can take and bring to the temple to garland Radharani. But as you are taking the garland, there's a little boy who looks at you, eyes questioning, are you really qualified to bring a garland to my beloved? Why we love Krishna, we don't know. All we know is we cannot leave Braj. Sera han Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, night has fallen over Vashana. The devotees have done their day's work and service and meet together and sing kirtan just like we sing now kirtan. They dance and they feel transcendent bliss by chanting the names, which bring away all enviousness and all bad habits and all the disturbing things which make our heart feel so uncomfortable. They remember Krishna. Yes, in Vasana there are a few Leela groups, something like theater groups. The whole town sings when the evening comes and dances. Especially they sing this song.
Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai. Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani. Shrimati Radharani ki.
It's dark night. We will do now the same parikrama in the darkness, in the outer darkness, in the darkness where the sun has set. It's good to go sometimes into darkness to dispel the inner darkness. Or it's good to go in solitude sometimes to think deeply and then proceed. All these trees are wish-fulfilling trees. In all these temples, Radha and Krishna reside. All these pastimes places are places where the Leela goes eternally. We will now do this parikrama in the evening. No one is around, just you and your relationship with Radha and Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Or so to Vrindavan Dham. Don't know. the idea really of these five items which we are looking at this retreat is a connection. And the connection always takes place in the mind. You know, when you are just communicating with someone and that person is not there, he thinks of other things, then you feel, because the person's mind is somewhere else, that you are not really together, although you are only 50 centimeters, half a meter apart from each other. You still feel the person is light years or miles away from you, just because the mind is not there. So in bhakti, the idea really is to connect with Krishna, or in this case with Vrindavan Dham, with the Bhagavatam, and the sadhus, and in this way have a real communication, not an empty communication. Remember when we heard about the three points which make the Bhagavatam reveal itself? One of the points which we studied was svacheshtitam, as Prabhupada said, one should make a special endeavor, cheshta means endeavor, to be attentive. That's something you do with the mind. So, when we cannot reside physically, because in Vrindavan, because our life is just different, it is possible to go there like this and connect with our mind. Sometimes it may even be a little bit easier for some of us. This inner connection is possible in all the items of devotional service, but it is especially important as we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Here's a beautiful little jewel I would like to share with all of you. It's about chanting the mantra. It's an amazing quotation from a lecture given by Srila Prabhupada in Genève in 74. He explains what is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna. The Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. You know, heart here means the mind, the inner mind, the heart, the feeling mind. Huh? The Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. It is not expensive at all. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. Now Prabhupada gives us a meditational process. You can imagine that in my heart I have placed now a diamond throne. And Krishna is sitting there. That is accepted. And actually, it becomes true. Even within your mind, you think that I have kept one diamond throne, a very costly throne, because Krishna is coming. He will sit down here. That is not false. That is a fact. So you create such a situation within your heart. Now Krishna has seated, let me wash his feet with Ganges water or Jamuna water. Now I change his dress to a first-class costly garment. Then I decorate Krishna with ornaments. then I give him something to eat. You can simply think of this. This is meditation. It is such a nice thing. Anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving him in such a nice way. This is not false. This is a fact. It is so easy. So, staying mentally within the Dharma, or staying in one's mind in the Dharma, is a possible option for those who do not travel. And anyways, we have learned you can't go to Vrindavan just by buying a ticket. You have to be humble, you have to be willing to take the dust of Krishna's lotus feet on your head, not on your shoes. I would like to end this wonderful evening by reading you another song which talks of our great subject matter, the temple of the heart, or the sacred space. It's a song which is attributed to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Some devotees are of the opinion that another author is there, but it appears like this in our songbook. So it goes like this. O Krishna Murari, day and night, please stay in the temple of my heart. I've brought something for you. Devotion, love, flower garlands, and sandalwood. Please accept, oh please accept them, delight of my heart. In life or in death, I worship you with these offerings, O enchanter of the heart. And the song ends, may I pass my life absorbed only in singing your praises, O Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. Hare Krishna. With this little meditation, I want to end this evening. I want to invite you all for tomorrow, when we will come to the finishing of the seminar, but not of the entire retreat. Tomorrow we will look at the service of the deity, and you will learn a lot about the deity on the altar. You will actually learn also how it is appropriate for a non-pujari, that means a devotee who is not a trained priest, to worship those deities. You will then install them in the temple of your heart, and you will feel, oh Krishna, oh Radha Madan Mohan, day and night, please dwell in the temple of my heart. I again request you, we had a long, long time together with many, many exciting and hopefully rewarding Krishna conscious experiences. Please take sufficient rest. Some of you look tired, and I think you feel tired also. Take sufficient rest, and we will continue with the retreat and its subject tomorrow morning. There will be the morning program, as you know, and everything is the same as today. But before you go to bed, I request you to be mindful of our three processes which we are learning here, learning to apply. That is first to hear about the subject, then to reflect either personally, or you can also talk with your retreat partner, and then finally to apply these subjects. You can also count to the process of nididhyasana or application, the verbalization of what you have learned. You can talk and you can do this also with others. I strongly recommend that you continue like you have done the past few days. I saw many of you talking to each other, and when I came close, I heard that it was about subjects which have touched your heart deeply. It was not about cars and weather and Obama and Bin Laden or whatever. So please continue the good to keep the Krishna conscious energy on that level, the Krishna conscious discussions on that level. If we want, we can talk about so many other things at every other day, but it's good if you keep flying high, so to say, or keep the momentum, and then tomorrow will be our last day, full day, but we will have our ceremony the day after tomorrow, when we take the teachings of a retreat home into the next phase of our life, the practical life. Good. So thank you very much. Please remain seated. There is one announcement from Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu.